Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about Jesus as the great I am, and understanding that as the one who is and always has been and always will be, that he has the authority to invite all of us to join his kingdom, his family, a place of belonging. He has the authority to issue mandates, expectations, commands, instructions. In the midst of this authority, we're kind of focusing in this week during our morning devotion time how Jesus was viewed as he walked on earth and the authority that he presented in his teaching and in his life. And today we're going to focus in on the authority over evil, specifically in the context, evil spirits, but that recognition that evil doesn't have to win in your life or in my life. Luke 4, verse 36, says, "All the people were amazed and said to each other, 'What is this teaching? With authority and power he gives orders to evil spirits, and they come out.'" Slowly, losing a generation that will understand the phrase, "the devil made me do it." They understand it. We just don't recognize that at one point we kind of thought that was funny. And yet we live life laughing at the old Flip Wilson line, while still believing the words behind it. We use different terms at times. We just say, "I can't help it. It's part of my nature. It's who I am." When we find ourselves succumbing to the temptations of the evil one. When sin creeps in and takes up residence and it's not removed, we keep hold of it, we feed it, we protect it even. And we justify it in all kinds of ways. We redefine it so that in our mind it isn't sinful anymore. We throw out God's word, or at least the parts that we don't like. And we fail to recognize and submit to the authority of Jesus. As the great I am, he invites us to himself, but that invitation says, "Come and be changed. Come and be transformed. Come and be made new. But come." And the mandate is to become like Jesus. And with the authority, Jesus would teach and he would cast out demons and evil spirits, because at his command, they didn't have an option. Jesus did not encounter people that were possessed by demons, by evil spirits, and kindly ask, "If you would leave this guy alone, please do so." Leaving them some kind of option to either go or stay, depending on what they wanted. No. the only accommodation that we read that Jesus gave to the evil spirits was when the man possessed with the legion of them, the spirits asked if Jesus could cast them into the pigs, and he did so, and the pigs themselves were destroyed. But there was no negotiation, there was no argument, there was no 30-day eviction notice. I love watching court cases. When Jesus says, get out, they left. And we live life somewhat removed from, well, recognition of the fact that the evil one still exists and still works and still tempts us. Demon possession is not something that we give much thought to. And yet, we know people, we are people, who have been led down the wrong path by the evil one and those that are his demons, his spirits. And we live with the ability to cry out to the one who has authority and say, Lord, save me. Help me. Now, there are many ways that we can find help. And sometimes that help works because it includes the authority of Jesus to overcome evil. Other times that help doesn't last because we try to do it on our own. We try to do it with the help of people, but we leave out the authority of Jesus. And other times we don't even care. We celebrate sin rather than submit to the authority of Jesus to overcome it. We accept sin rather than submit to the authority of Jesus to overcome it. We ignore sin rather than submit to the authority of Jesus to overcome it. And for all of those things that are in our own life, and I'm not talking about looking at others necessarily, but ourself, that we have told ourselves over and over again, I just can't help it. And many times we reach that point because we've tried. We've tried on our own strength. And when we know Jesus as the great I am, we know the one who has authority over evil. The demons, the evil spirits, the prince of darkness, the titles can go on and on. But those things that we're helpless against, we have help. And his name is Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It gives us what we need in order to overcome the temptations of the evil one. Not because we're so great or powerful or able to resist on our own strength or power, but because Jesus has the authority to tell the evil one, the spirits of darkness, to leave us alone. And Father, I confess there are times where we don't even ask for the help of Jesus and His authority. Sometimes we just don't think about it. Sometimes we're not really wanting to get rid of the sin that so easily entangles us. Sometimes we're blinded to the sin that exists in our life. We think we're pretty good and have decided somehow that that's good enough. And so, God, today I pray that You would help each one of us to examine our own life for places that the evil one continues to have a say. Oh, we may not put Him in charge, at least that isn't our intent, but we listen. And as we listen, Father, we succumb to the temptations. And Father, help us daily to cry out to Jesus as the one with authority over the evil spirits, the demons, the temptations that Satan hurls our way through whatever means that he uses. When we're too weak to stand against it, may we find ourselves clothed with Christ, knowing that He stands on our behalf. And so, God, today, may we put aside the excuses that we've used. And may we cling to the one with authority to say enough's enough. And as we live life free from the bondage of temptations and sin and disobedience, may we give You the praise and glory and honor for drawing us to Yourself and through Your Son Jesus making us pure and whole. And God, as we cling to His authority, may we lift Him up to all those who are caught, who are trapped in sin. May we lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, the life, the one with authority over evil. And as we lift Him up, may many be set free, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.